Family, welcome to Mind of Christ International Church, affectionately known as MOCI Inspirational Podcast. We are located in Alabaster, Alabama. I am Senior Pastor Derek Morissette, serving alongside my fabulous wife, Executive Pastor Trish Morissette. At Mind of Christ, we believe in changing minds, changing lives, and changing destinies. We pray this podcast motivates, inspires, and takes your life to a whole new level in the things of God.
So last week, we started a series titled Next Level Living. Next Level Living. How many of you are ready for Next Level Living?
Hallelujah, yes.
Glory to God. Say it one more time. How many of you are ready for Next Level Living?
Yes.
Sometimes you just got to let that thing come out of your mouth.
Yes.
One of the things I know about all of us is we should be ready for next level living. So I was praying on yesterday. I was calling you by name. I was praying for the Wrights. And I was praying for the Williams. And I was praying for the Turners and the Woods and the Rutledges in this house. As I was praying for all you guys, the Singletons and just everybody in this house. And I was like, Lord, I just want everybody to get it.
Yes.
I just want everybody to get it, Lord. And I was reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. You know that that's a love chapter. And Paul starts out saying that, you know, if I speak with the words of man or angels but have not love, then I am a sounding gong or clinging cymbal. And what he's saying is, I'm just making noise. And I was like, okay, God, I just want everybody to get it. And as we was in praise and worship today, the Lord just revealed to me why he gave me that. He said, because like this house has a next level anointing on it.
Hallelujah.
Let me say that again. This I'm not just saying specific for this house. I know God has his hand in everything, on all houses. But I'm just saying where we are in this season. There's a next level anointing on this house. A next level anointing that is on this house. And I was reminded, and I said, God, I'm not that good. I'm just a messenger. And he reminded me that, and I began to pray, I said, Lord, if you don't intervene, there would not be any intervention. If you don't heal, there won't be any healing. If you don't touch, then we won't be touched. If you don't do the transforming, then we won't be transformed. Lord, this is all about you. If you don't increase, there will be no increase. Lord, if you don't enter in, that again, there would not be any intervention.
Yes.
And I'm just saying where we are in this season. Like, there is a next level anointing on this house in this season. And so I'm just going to say this. Like, if you're looking for next level, if you are ready to go to next level, I'm saying in this season, there's a next level anointing on this house. And some of us are still trying to figure it out when God says, I've already worked it out. He says, I know the beginning from the end. I know the ending from the beginning. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Like, your story is already written. As I was telling somebody at the altar this morning, it said that the steps of a righteous man are already ordered. So you don't have to try and figure it out. Because God has it worked out. When we try and figure it out, let me tell you two places where we're going to be. We're going to be frustrated, and we're going to run out of that zeal that we had when we started. God already has it worked out. You don't have to worry about it. If you go to Psalms 119, 105, he says, my word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto your path. So God's word will light up your path. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will never leave you. I said all that to say this. There's a next level anointing on this house. I just sensed it so strong. God just revealed it. And we often say that. God just revealed it to me so strong during our praise and worship. Yes. I'm saying this. If you're connected to this house in this season, and I know God is, again, it's other places where. I'm just saying where we are in this season. Yes. If you're connected Amen. To this house in this season, Amen. Next level is on your life.
Amen.
Next level is within Glory your reach. Next level is in your atmosphere.
Yes.
Next level is hovering over you right now. All you got to do is enter in, even in your uncomfortableness.
Yes.
And just embrace what God is doing. You That's often it. Heard me say that growth and comfort cannot live in the same house.
Yes.
Growth and comfort cannot live in the same house. Comfort, mm-hmm. comfort holds you in bondage. Comfort will limit you.
Yes.
Comfort, and it's not that God's word cannot and is not powerful, but there are some times where we can limit God, and we can limit God in our thinking.
Amen.
We can put God yes. like the Bible declares that heaven is his resting place and the earth is his footstool. Like mm-hmm. he's bigger than anything, but we can limit God. We can put God in a box
yes.
by our limited thinking
right.
and our unbelief. As you search all throughout scripture, mm-hmm. every time that Jesus did a miracle, he looks back at them. He tells them, it's because of your faith.
Yeah.
It's because of your faith.
Right.
It's because of your faith mm-hmm. that you are healed. The woman with the issue of blood, she had been doing everything for 12 whole years, gave her all, mm-hmm. just like some of us are giving our all right now. We're using all of our power, all of our strength, our own natural ability, and we still are stuck. Why? Because we're trying to do it under our power, under willpower, and not the power of faith.
Yes, that's good.
Faith is the thing yes. that will go get anything that you are searching for.
Yes,
faith will pull the invisible into the visible.
Yes.
Not
yes.
your willpower, yes. not your strength, yes. not your on, might, man. But faith will.
Yes.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet
yes.
seen.
Yes.
Faith is acting as if everything that God said is true.
Yeah.
Faith yeah. is acting as if everything that God said is true.
Amen.
Even though I may not see it, God said it.
Yes.
Even though I may not sense it,
yes.
faith says I can have it.
Yes.
Even though I don't see it, I don't know a way out, faith says I can have it.
Yes.
So
right.
faith is the power force in a believer's life
yes.
that is able to go get
yes.
anything that you don't have. Faith is a slave to the believer. Faith has to do what you say. Faith will go get you anything that you don't have. That God says you can have.
Amen.
Let me say this. Faith will go get you anything that you don't have that God says you can have.
Yes.
I need you to get it.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I just want to get it. Faith has the power to go get you everything that you don't have that God says you can have.
Yes,
I'm gonna walk
God.
Real
Thank
slow
you,
today
Jesus.
Because I want you
Thank
to get
you,
it. Faith has the power
yes.
to go get you
yes.
everything,
everything
that you don't have
yes,
that God says
yes,
you can have.
Yes.
If you need healing, all you got to do is just press your way
yes.
and just get into his presence and touch yes. the end of his robe.
Yes.
The end of his robe.
Yes.
Listen, like he says, all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. You know what religion would tell us? Just pray a little bit harder.
Yes.
Just Just work a little bit harder. Just do this a little bit more. Can I tell you on today, you just need more Jesus. You just need more God. You don't need more the stuff. You just need more God. You don't need more the things. You just need more of God. Yeah. We have to do practical things in the natural. Yes, we have to do that. But you just need more God. You get more God, and God will give you all the practical things that we have to do. So you don't need nor the stuff. You don't have to try and figure it out. Just surrender unto God. Sometimes our victory is in our surrender.
Come on now.
Sometimes our victory is in our surrender. When we surrender, God says, I've been waiting on you to do that. Now I can step in, and now I can take over. God's strength and his power begins where your ability ends. When you stop trying to figure it out, when you stop trying to muster it up, God steps in and does it right at that point. I don't know who I'm talking to on today, but somebody's strength, God wants to renew somebody's strength on today because we're weary. We're worn out. We done tried everything. We done pulled out all the gimmicks, all the frivolous things that they told us to do. We done all of that stuff. And God says, I want to renew your strength on today. All you got to do is say, I surrender. All you got to do is say, I give up. All you got to do is say, Lord, you take the wheel. All you got to do is say, Lord, this is your time. All you got to do is say, Lord, this is you. This is your time. This is your season. All you got to do is say, Lord, I give. I give. I give up. And watch this. You know what you're going to get when you say, I give up and I surrender? Watch the peace that comes.
My new book, The 40 Days of Impact Devotional for Men, is here. I'm super excited to share this book with all my men. Guys, this book was created with you in mind. Get ready for 40 days of the most impactful topics that we as men face daily, such as decision making, character, and being the kingdom man God needs you to be. This book is loaded. Grab your copy today on Amazon, The 40 Day Impact Devotional for Men, written by me, Pastor Derek Morissette.
Watch the peace that comes over your soul. Watch the peace that comes over your spirit, man. And God is going to say, my child, I've been waiting on you to do that. I've been waiting on you to say that. I've been waiting on you to give it to me. God tells us what to do with all of our concern, all of our stress, all of our worries, all of our doubt. We try to make it something magical. God says this. He says, go to 1 Peter 5 and 7. He said, cast all your cares, all your doubts, all your concerns, all your issues, all your uncertainty, all that stuff. He said, cast it upon me. That word cast in the Greek means that you take all of this stuff and you sling it at something or someone. God says, sling it unto me. Give it unto me and watch what I do. And he said, because I care for you, I love you. If you are worrying, you can't worship.
Let me say it again.
If you're worried about the stuff, then you can't worship God. If I'm worried, then I can't worship. There's a difference between worrying about something and being concerned about something. Yes, we are human. We all can be concerned about it. Concerns me. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not consumed by
it. That's it.
Worrying is when I'm thinking about it, and I'm consumed by the thing. Concern says, yes, I see that. I got this bill coming up. Like it has to be paid because they're telling me, Alabama Power say, if I don't pay that bill by this time, they cut off my life. But I know this man named Jesus that says that I can bring it unto him. I still got to do my part in the natural. But he says, I don't have, Lord, you see my concern, but I'm not consumed by it.
Right.
Worrying is when all I can see is that thing. All I can think about is that thing. It's keeping me up at night. I can't, like Job says, like I peace I could not find. I'm consumed by it. I'm consumed by it. And God tells us, I don't want you to be consumed with it because of your worry about it to that point. Then you can't worship. God is a jealous God.
Yes.
He doesn't want you worried about it.
Yes.
He says, you can be concerned about it. He says, but then bring it unto me and let me be in a season of exposure, because he's trying to expand us. I believe that God has you personally in a season of exposure because he's trying to expand you. I believe that God is allowing you to connect to something different, to connect to something that's uncomfortable to you, because he's trying to get something for you. I believe God is exposing you to a season of uncomfortableness, uncertainty, because he's trying to expand you. And if you don't allow God to do it, because of our limited thinking, because this is uncomfortable, because I'm uncertain, then we're going to limit God in what he desires to do. And so, not that he can't do it, it's because our limited thinking won't allow him to do it. Because we don't want to be exposed to the stretching that it will limit God in his expansion. I'm going to say it again. When we don't allow God to expose us to the stretching, it will limit his expansion.
Amen.
I'm going to say that one more time. Amen. I need you to get it. Amen. When we don't allow God to expose us to the stretching, we don't allow God to expose us to the uncomfortableness. We don't allow God to expose us to the newness. We don't allow God to expose us to the divine connection. Then we limit him in his expansion for next level living in our lives.
That's good.
Amen.
Third thing is this. You can't break barriers apart from Jesus.
Amen.
You cannot break barriers apart from Jesus. I'm at the end of my message, and the name of my message was supposed to be Breaking Barriers, so that's why that's up there. 2 weeks in a row. God's showing out 2 weeks in a row, but it's okay. So God desires for us to break barriers in this season, and we can't break barriers apart from Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Y'all need some Bible for that? If I would take you to the foundational scripture that we've been talking from, Mark chapter 2, again, it was a crowd of people that was in the room, but they didn't experience the power of Jesus. It says that they were only there because of what they heard. They were only there because of what they heard. But these other people came because they not because of what they heard, but they needed a miracle. And they were doing something, but what they knew was they could not heal this man. Only Jesus could heal this man. And so you have to understand that in your life, in this season, in the disposition that we are in the times that we are in, I do not care what the world says that you can do without Jesus. They are lying. They are lying. You cannot do it without Jesus. I can't do it without Jesus.
Amen.
And so you may can do some things out of your talent, out of your gifting, but it will not last. It is not sustainable. If you want it and want to sustain it, the only way that can happen is with Jesus. He says it like this as we get ready to get up out of here. He says this in John chapter number 15, verse number 5. He says that you can do nothing without me.
Nothing.
You hold my description of nothing, my definition of nothing. Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. You can do nothing apart from me. This is Jesus speaking. We know that was Jesus speaking. Why? Because you read your Bible, it's in red, right? Jesus, it was in red. Right? In John 15, number 5, it's in red. That means Jesus said it. Jesus says, I'm the vine, you're the branch. He says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, he says, then you can produce much fruit. Then he goes on to say, but if you don't abide in me and my word doesn't abide in you, then you can do nothing. Nothing means nothing. The air you breathe, it's on ring. It don't belong to you. It don't belong to you. It belongs to God. If God doesn't put air in our lungs, then it will not be done. As I started off, if God does not intervene, there will never be any intervention. If God does not touch, there will be no transformation. If God does not change it, it will not be changed. If God doesn't remove it, it won't be removed. If God doesn't bless, it will not be blessed. If God doesn't allow you to walk in grace, it will be no grace flow. If God doesn't do it, it will not be done. It will not be done. You cannot have next living, next level living apart from Jesus.
Amen.
So I get ready to close. I want to give somebody an invitation in this house. In this house. I want to give an invitation in this house. If you, I just want to do a general prayer. Come on, stand to your feet. I just want to pray over each and everybody in this house that we're going to have next level living because we got Jesus. We're going to do it with Jesus. I'm going to speak this over you. I'm going to prophesy over you. I'm going to hold you accountable to it, that we are going to have next level living because we're going to do it with Jesus. In my best defense, we're going to do it with Jesus. We're going to do it with Jesus. We're going to do it with Jesus. Because we can't do it without him. We can't do it apart from him. Because God cannot lie. Bible declares in Numbers chapter number 23, verse number 19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. When he speaks, he acts. When he makes a promise, he will fulfill it. I told you in John chapter number 15, God said it because it's written in red. God's word cannot be changed. He says, you can't do nothing without me. Nothing means nothing. But if you stay connected to the vine, then the branch will produce. The world will tell us the branch can't produce because sometimes the production of what looks like comes from the branch. But the only way the branch can produce is because it's connected to the vine, which gives it the source. If you ever find a vine, a branch that's disconnected from the vine, I guarantee if you go back and look at it a couple days later, it's going to be withered up.
Yes, Lord.
The leaves on it are going to be dead. Why? Because it's disconnected from the source. And sometimes we run out of gas, we're withered up, we're frustrated, we come to the end of our rope, they get on my last nerve, all of this stuff. Why? Because we are disconnected from the vine. But in this season, we're going to experience next level because we're going to stay connected to Jesus.
Amen.
Hey family, I hope it blessed you. Do us a favor and share this podcast with a friend or family. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts so that we can reach more people across the world.